I've just arrived at Stoke Mandeville in Buckinghamshire. It's about 50 minutes on the train from London. It's a small village which just happens to be the birthplace of the Paralympic Games. And I'm going back to where it all began. That's Stoke Mandeville Hospital, which is still home to one of the largest and oldest spinal injuries units in the world.
I rode past one.
My name's Claire Guy. I'm a rehabilitation programme lead. So what that means is I oversee the pathway for the patient from the time they start their rehab to the time that they are transitioned out of the unit. The full name of the spinal unit is the National Spinal Injury Centre. It was developed in the 40s after the Second World War when people were returning with spinal injuries by Sir Ludwig Guttmann. He came over to this country from Germany during the war. He was asked to set up a spinal injuries treatment. And when he first came over in the 40s, it was assumed that people with spinal cord injury would die, that they wouldn't be able to survive and live. And what Sir Ludwig Guttmann did was turn that on its head, really. Where the sport came into it, I think quite early on he decided that it was going to be important to these people. And he said, if ever I did one good thing in my medical career, it was to introduce sport into the treatment and rehabilitation program of spinal cord sufferers and other severely disabled. And that led him to found the Stoke Mandeville Games in 1948.
Archery's always been involved from the start, and it's nice to see that carrying on. It is a very important sport for disabled people, and I can only encourage more people to try it.
Right next door to the hospital is Stoke Mandeville Stadium, the National Centre for Disability Sport. It developed out of Dr. Guttmann's original Stoke Mandeville Games, and it just happens that the British Archery Association are here on a training weekend.
Hi, I'm Sandra, I'm 38 years old and I'm hoping to go to the Rio 2016 Paralympics for archery. I was looking for something to do in terms of sport because I used to play wheelchair tennis when I first started, but my disability got worse, so I was affected more in my back, so I was looking for something a bit different. And I found a club that's local to me in Hertfordshire that does archery. So I just turned up one day and had a go of a bow and thought, OK, see how we go. Mm-hmm. And by the end of that first training session, I was hitting the gold. So I kind of had this natural affinity for it. And from then, I just got the bug and I've been sort of building up ever since, really.
OK, starting off, the first thing we do is to put the arrow on the string. That's called knocking the arrow. Put the fingers on the string, get yourself nice and relaxed. You bring the bow up to aim at the target, pull the string back, check everything's in alignment, and release.
I'm Harriet Little, I'm 13, and I'm trying to get to the 2016 Paralympics. Well, I fell ill when I was 8 with a mystery illness. We came up to Stoke Mandeville, where they have the National Junior Games. There were all different sorts of sports. And by chance, I just went to do archery. There was a Paralympic coach there, a nice shot, and he said to my parents that I have the potential to get to 2016, and it's carried on from there.
Hello, my name's Peter Higgins. I'm hoping to be at the 2012 Paralympics representing Great Britain. Yeah, I was in the military and I had an accident. I recovered so much and then, unfortunately, I had a second accident. They're quite fast. They go about 200 to 300 feet per second.
What are the main things that you enjoy about archery?
Obviously, there's a really good social side. Coming to places like this camp here at Stoke Mandeville is really good. You get to meet a lot of people with a lot of experience that can help you and give you some tips on how to improve your archery. And also sometimes you get the GB squad coming here. We've got one representative GB squad here today. And also you get the odd talent scout come down to look for people to push forward for squad.
archery in itself has helped me a great deal. It's mainly helped the mental side. It's given me something. I shoot against able-bodied. Normal training within club and competitions within Great Britain, we're all grouped together, and there's nothing the able-bodied like is being whooped by someone in a wheelchair.
I think it's a very good Paralympic sport because no matter what illness, there's always a way you can participate. Like, you can shoot with your teeth if your arms aren't that good, or if you can't stand, you can sit in the chair and you can shoot from the chair. And I feel anyone can take part.
Sport was a big, important feature in my life prior, and I've just... Luckily, I found archery was using a wheelchair that let me be able to carry it on, which is excellent. It's basically a sport. It's you against yourself. At the end of the day, you can do as much or as little as you want. It's up to you how you shoot. You have people to back you up, but it's an individual sport, and that's what I like.
I've wanted to get to the Olympics, really, for my swimming, and I was very good at swimming, and I had the potential to go, and then I fell ill, and I thought that would be it. I can't do sport, but we came here, and sport's just become even bigger in my life, and I think if sport was taken away from me, I wouldn't be able to cope with my illness and just go sad.
The whole sport legacy idea started with Goodman, Ludwig Goodman, and he made it very clear that he wanted sport to be part of the rehabilitation process. In 1949, he spoke of his vision. One day, the Stoke Mandeville Games would achieve world fame as the disabled men and women's equivalent of the Olympic Games. As we lead into the Paralympic Games being in London in 2012, I think that vision has finally been realised in a very equal way in England, which is where the Stoke Mandeville Olympic Games started.